101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good Monday morning. I was just about to say Tuesday morning. No, it's Monday morning, July 14th, 2025. 7 o'clock hour here at Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you this morning. Beautiful sunrise, if you didn't catch it. 62 degrees right now. Some fog out there, but that sun will quickly burn that off, and we'll have a pretty decent day. 87 degrees, again, with areas of smoke in that air. You'll see that for sure. Otherwise, pretty sunny today. So I said a high of 87. It's going to be a warm one. Warm and muggy. Tonight, low of 67 and partly cloudy. And then tomorrow, slight chance of showers before 1 p.m. So bring that umbrella or raincoat with you to work. After that, more thunderstorms after 4 o'clock. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high near 86. Another warm day. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. 80% chance of storms, actually, on Tuesday night. Low around 56. Get a nice chill off with all that rain. Wednesday showers is possible before 10. And then otherwise, a high of 64. A high of 64. Holy buckets. How did we go from 87 to today to Wednesday, 64? Chilly, chilly. Oh, my goodness. 64 degrees. 80% chance of showers. On Wednesday, 50% chance on Wednesday night, 50 degrees for the low on Wednesday night. So a nice opening to Monday morning, and then we start to cool off, as I said, all the way down to 64 degrees on Wednesday. Don't forget the flea market today and the farmers market happening on there. And then I'll talk about some weekend guests that we're having from our sister station. We got Matt Nair on air and the Todd Alba Show coming up live here at Hayward on Friday. They're going to be over at the lot interviewing some celebrities in the area, along with the Lumberjack Festival, Honor the Earth Powwow, and even myself. I'll be on the show, so check that out. More country music coming up here on WHSM.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while in laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got 'em. No shoes and no shirt and no problems. No problems.
Muskie 101.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work is hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Hey, whiskey drink, know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink, now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. That you got my back, and that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with or where she is or how bad I miss her now. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink.
definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1.
Muskie 101.
Just now seen that smile.
And I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right. But don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot or you can sip on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, brain on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. But can't you feel it all right tonight? Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing got to know.
In the studio today is Janet, Dee, and Willard from the Honor the Earth Powwow Committee. We're going to be talking about everything Honor the Earth Powwow. That's going to be coming up July 17th through the 20th. And this will be held at the Powwow Grounds on the Lakota Ray Reservation. And first of all, let's kind of talk about the history of the Powwow. Willard, I think you were elected the historian for the Powwow. Tell us a little about the history.
Okay, Mark. The powwow was first conceived as a protest event back in 1973. The hydroelectric dam at the Chippewa Flowage, the lease was coming up, and then the Northern States Power and the tribe were in negotiations to renew the lease.
Sure.
And a lot of the tribal members took objection to a lot of the things that were happening, and so there is various groups and various people around the reservation that started the powwow. A lot of the names would, the famous names around here would be like Eddie Benton, Marilyn Tribble, Susan Austin, Rick St. Germain. All of those guys had a very big part in the beginning of our powwow.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1973, they organized a protest powwow, and 52 years later, it morphed into the one of the largest cultural celebrations in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been a huge event. I've been a part of the events probably in the past 7 years, and I've really enjoyed them. Let's talk about more about the cultural aspect. And now, again, it's always been called Honor the Earth Powwow, but it's a homecoming as well, celebration, homecoming celebration for those who may live off the res and haven't been here and visiting, and know it's a very tight community. So you get a lot of people from around the country, from wherever they're living at, visiting us. Tell us a little bit about the cultural aspects of this and what does it mean to the community?
So, anyone? Like, one of the first things that we do before we start the powwow is actually we use some of our own local traditional cultural teachings, such as putting together a community feast. We say some prayers on the Tuesday before the powwow, and then so basically it's all rooted in that, you know, like we use a lot of our traditional local teachings, and we incorporate that into our Tuesday feast.
Yeah, And then after the Tuesday feast, there is a pageant. Tell us a little bit about that pageant and what that means to the young people who are entering this.
So that does happen on Thursday night, and Beja Hunter is our coordinator for that. And she started work already, and the kids, there's different categories from the Tiny Tots, Junior Braves, all the way up to adults. And they'll go through a little pageant and things that they need to do in the community. Like next Wednesday, the kids will be getting together, and they'll be at the LCO Landing. Every Wednesday we have powwows out there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so, the exhibitions that happen out there. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's one of the next things that they're going to have to be doing, and they will be introducing themselves and then participating in the Wednesday's event. They mm-hmm. also have to create a speech and tell the the committee why they are running for this position. And then Thursday, they will go through the pageant itself, and then they will be, that night, will be picking our royalty. And then they will represent us throughout the whole weekend. And mm-hmm. then they also represent LCO on the powwow trail. They're also at our school powwows during the year. So they're just, they're leaders that we're growing. And
yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then there's a couple other recognitions that happen for Honor the Earth Powwow every year. There is a elder woman that is elected as Anishinaabe Kwe. What does that mean, and how is that person selected?
We actually have nominations. Janet did a really good job this year. I really liked how you did that, where you made the bio and a picture. You know, that's kind of the first year we've done it that way.
Okay.
And you put it out, and people, and then they get to vote online too. That's kind of cool.
So, oh, okay, yeah.
Again, they take the nominations, and then we voted on it, right?
No, the community
the
voted
community
this year.
Vote. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they had a yeah. monkey survey.
Yep,
survey monkey.
Yeah, we put it out, and they had the bios on there, the pictures, and when people nominated them, we asked why they felt that, you know, what has this lady done in the community? Mm-hmm. They need to be a tribal member over the age into the elder status.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Never been Anishinaabe Kwe before. So that gives the opportunity for the community to nominate people that, or women that have been impactful in their lives and the whole community.
Sure. And then who was elected this year?
Diane Sullivan.
Okay. And who is she in the community? What kind of great things have she done, or honorable things that she has done in the community?
She actually worked at Hazleton. She does mental health. She works for Bajiki Health Center now,
yeah.
But she's a mental health person, and she's done a lot to work with young people and just people that need that kind of, you know, work done with them. And
yeah.
She's been in our community, you know, an outstanding person in our community for quite a while, and she's kind of going through some things right now, but, you know, she's a really revered person.
Yeah, very cool. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about the schedule of the powwow. We'll talk about the feather pole and the family that represents that, and we'll do that right after this break.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me? I need to place an ad with you today. Oh, ma'am. Tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to have it started right away. What's that? No, this is personal. I'm not buying or selling anything. Yes, ma'am.
I know just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how it should read. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. What's that? No, it's all I want to say. I just hope these few lines will get to her. Yes, ma'am. She means everything. I hope she comes back when she reads these words. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough.
I really enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music. Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
Couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby. Fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town.
Thank you. Muskie 101.
Friday night and the moon is high. I'm wide awake just watching you sleep. And I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. We ain't got much now, we're just starting now. But I know somehow.
Honor the Earth Powwow Committee members Janet D. and Willard, and we're talking about this year's Honor the Earth Powwow starting July 17th through the 20th at the Honor the Earth Powwow grounds on the Lacouture Reservation. And Willard, we were just talking a little bit about the Eagle Staff, and talk about the significance of the Eagle Staff and why that is passed on between families every year.
So the powwow has a, what we call the Lacouture Honor the Earth Memorial Eagle Feather Staff. And on every Sunday, we like to set aside some time to honor a community member that had passed. And so this year, the previous family passed on the Eagle Feather Staff to the family of Ed Scoop Martin. Last year's family was the family of Mike and Larry Taylor.
Gary Taylor.
Mike and Gary Taylor. Okay. I apologize.
Yeah.
And they passed the Eagle Feather staff on to the family of Ed Scoop Martin. So when they passed that staff to the Martin family, the Martin family is responsible for that staff. They carry it for all year. They bring it to various local powwows and events. And this Sunday, this year on Sunday of the powwow, that family will come together and they'll provide some gifts out to the members of the community. We'll have a little ceremony for Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pass the Eagle Feather staff off to the next family. So a little bit about Ed was that he was a fairly famous local community member. He was a veteran. But what most people remember him for was his local journalism that he used to do. He had a little article in the Sawyer County Record called LCO News by Ed Scoop Martin.
Oh, okay.
And so he was fairly familiar doing with that. So he did a lot of great work doing that. I remember a lot of our elders and a lot of our tribal people bought the newspaper just to read Ed Scoop's articles.
Wow. So. Yeah. Okay. So there is some cultural significance to this staff that's handed family to family. And then, as we mentioned, Anishinaabe Kwe.
So, Mark, that. I did forget to mention one thing.
Oh, go ahead.
So when the family is done carrying that staff for a full year.
Yeah.
And before they give that staff over to the next family, they're asked to put a new eagle feather on it to add to the other eagle feathers that are already on the staff.
Yeah.
So that's pretty important too.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, let's get into the actual schedule of the powwow. Most of this all starts on Friday with a grand entry at 7 p.m. Let's talk a little bit about the schedule that happens on Friday and what can people expect to experience there.
Yep, so our grand entry is going to start at 7. So if people are looking to come down there and find parking, we suggest that you would probably get there no later than 6:30.
And bring a chair.
Bring a chair.
Yes.
We do have seating out there. We're going to have some bleachers this year put around, but we do advise to bring your own chair. Admission is $10, and that's for the whole weekend. You'll get a button. And then on the back of that button, when you're there, you go to our Honor the Earth stand and register the button to be entered into a contest to win $1,000.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So we'll do that drawing on Sunday. So we'll start out with our grand entry, and then throughout the night, we'll do some outgoing royalty recognition, first-time dancer recognition, the family of Sandy Bird, who was another significant individual in our community. She's passed away now for 4 years, so the family's coming together and they're doing a memorial jingle dress special.
Okay.
And then kind of like the highlight of closing for the evening is our great big two-step that we're going to have.
Yeah. Okay. So a very short schedule for Friday, because Saturday includes a lot of the bigger things, but let's talk a little bit about that spirit run that starts us off on Saturday after the breakfast.
Yeah, the registration starts at 8:30 in the morning. It's not your traditional 5K like you go to, you know, like the Muskie Run or something.
Yeah.
We do a lot of traditional things. We have somebody speak and they'll give us a blessing. Mm-hmm. And in the language, it's more of a social gathering, you know, people from all over come over. Sometimes they just come because they like to get the T-shirts. But yeah. We like to try to get them to socialize and talk. So we'll gather, then we'll have the prayer. They're all given tobacco and to think about the people that aren't able to be there or the people that have their loved ones that have passed. And as they go out, they can put that tobacco asema down on the trail somewhere or in the fire down by the powwow grounds. But when they run, they come back, and then we have another event. You know, they have a little obstacle course or something to complete before they get their shirt.
So, okay.
Mr. John Anderson, my I worked with him for years. I used to just go to the runs and help him out, you know, doing that. And he told me, one of these days, you're going to be the one doing this. And I'm like, yeah, right, you know. So I ended up doing it, and I've been doing it for well over 15 years now, I think.
Wow, yeah. So then on Saturday morning, throughout that race or that walk-run that's happening, there is a flag ceremony, flag-raising ceremony at 9 o'clock. Traditional foods contest registration. Let's talk a little bit about what that is.
Yep, so Marcy Gouget is our coordinator for this, and she puts out a contest to where they're going to have whoever can make the best fry bread or wild rice dish, and so they can go to the kitchens there and they can present their dish that they're making, and then they will vote on it, and then it's announced what the winners are.
Okay.
That happens in the LCO school.
Yeah.
In the kitchens there.
I'd love to be the judge for the fry bread contest. That would be. We're going to take a short break and then come back. We'll talk about the rest of the schedules on Saturday for the Honor the Earth powwow happening July 17th through the 20th.
Good variety.
Your country now online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch. watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says, my high school ring will have sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. You yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth I've never been this far.
circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Oh, I don't dance, but here I am, spinning you round and around in circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Yeah, you got me in the palm.
Point one FM, Muskie 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation to withhold the salaries of suspended judges was introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature on Thursday. The bill comes following the suspension of Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan, who was criminally charged after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by immigration authorities in her courtroom. The legislation was co-authored by State Representative Shea Sortwell and State Senator Corey Tomchek, who said Judge Dugan should not be continuing to collect her pay while facing federal charges. Months after the completion of the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Judge Chris Taylor has announced record fundraising for next year's election. This week, Judge Taylor's campaign announced it has raised nearly $584,000 with nearly 4,800 contributions from all 72 Wisconsin counties during the first fundraising period of the campaign. That mark is significantly higher than the roughly $460,000 raised by Justice-elect Susan Crawford's campaign through this point last year. Officials from the Bayfield State Fish Hatchery say they've received $1.6 million in state funding to support facility improvements and preserve its history. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the funding will allow the hatchery to drill a new well in an effort to improve access to quality water. The funding will also aid in the restoration of the hatchery's original building, as well as improvements to its visitor center. Construction work on the upgrades are scheduled to begin in February and should wrap up by the end of 2026. The Spooner City Council considered treatment options for the invasive emerald ash borer at their meeting on Tuesday. The invasive insect has now spread across the state, reaching the last few uninfected counties in the northwest Wisconsin region last year. City officials say there are about 130 ash trees in public areas, but they have not been infested with the invasive insect yet. The city council plans to gather more information about potential options and side effects before informing residents as to what treatment plan they will put in place. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Muskie 101.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I asked him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Mm-hmm. He looked at me with knowing eyes. I took a canvas from a bag there by his side, picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? I said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned? A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham. Birmingham.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still look and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and